This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawmakers return to the state capitol next month, and Colorado's budget will be a main driver of priorities in the new session. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The legislature has to fill a more than $600 million budget gap to balance the state's books. Lawmakers in both parties say they want to prioritize education and protecting vulnerable populations. The end of federal COVID relief money, coupled with higher than anticipated Medicaid costs, are the main drivers of the shortfall. That means no new money for programs and some tough cuts. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A committee will study what happened to children after attending indigenous boarding schools in Colorado. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
History Colorado is handling a three-year, $1 million project connected to state legislation that passed this summer. They're tasked with researching what happened at two boarding schools in Colorado where Native American children were violently stripped of their culture. There are five vacancies on the 15-person steering committee. Two of the vacancies will be filled by boarding school survivors. Also, History Colorado is hiring a senior director of tribal and indigenous engagement to lead the research. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
History Colorado is a financial supporter of CPR News, but has no editorial influence. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has an agreement with the Southern Ute Tribe over wolf reintroduction, promising not to release wolves within 60 miles of the tribe's reservation in southwest Colorado, and not within a treaty area where the tribe retains the right to hunt and gather. The state's reintroduction efforts so far have focused on areas of northern and northwest Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.